Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the seventh parak and begin the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma. We are up to Perak Zayin Mishnah Hay, and the Mishnah is going to talk about the Big Day Kohuna and the difference between the Big Day Kohen Hedyot and the Big Day Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah talks about Kohen Gadol Mishamish B'Shman Mekelim, that the Kohen Gadol would have Shman Begadim. He had eight different Begadim. He had to wear those eight different Begadim whenever he did any Avoda in the Beis HaMikdosh. V'Hedyot Ba'Arba'a. And a regular Kohen, Kohen Hedyot, wears four begadim, bekutonas, mechnasayim, umtznefes, va'avnet. A regular Kohen Hedyot wears a ketonas, like a robe, and mechnasayim, which is like pants, and mitznefes, which is like a hat of some sort, or a turban, va'avnet, and a belt. Now, it's interesting, the term mitznefes usually is used to describe the hat that's worn by the Kohen Gadol, but over here you see that it's used to describe the hat worn by the Kohen Hedyot as well. There are diyukim that various achronim make in different gemaras and shas about why the term mitznefes is used in different contexts, and often they'll say, oh, but mitznefes, that must be referring to the Kohen Gadol and not to the Kohen Hedyot. But here we see clearly it refers to the hat, even though their hats were slightly different. Kohen Gadol's hat had to be a little bit smaller because it had to leave space for the tzitz, whereas the Kohen Hedyot didn't have its tzitz, but nevertheless, you see that the mitznefes is just a general term that could be used for both of them. Mosafalei and Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol then had four more begadim, choshen, the ephodim, il, v'tzitz. That he has the choshen, which is the breastplate, the ephod, which is like an apron, a mi'il, a robe, and tzitz, and a headplate. So the Kohen Gadol had to wear the shmona begadim, not only when doing the avodah, but also when doing something else, relating to the Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim had a piece of parchment that was in the fold in the choshen with the name of Hashem written on it, and the through the Urim V'tumim Hashem would answer the questions. So be'elu nishalin bu'urim v'tumim, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Shmona Begadim, they could consult with the Urim V'tumim. They can ask the Urim V'tumim, and this was something that was done throughout the period of time that the Urim V'tumim was around. The Mishnah Masechet Sota tells us that Mishameis Neviim Harishonim batal Urim V'tumim, that when the Neviim Harishonim passed away, the Mishnah in Sota says the Urim V'tumim were no longer operative, but so long as they could, they did. They would face the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol faced the Aron, and after they would ask the question in a very low voice, some of the letters on the stones of the Choshen would start protruding, and because they had all of the Aleph Beis there, and with the help of Ruach HaKodesh, the Kohen Gadol would arrange the letters that protruded to come up with the answer that the Urim V'tumim was providing. But you're only allowed to consult the Urim V'tumim for a question if it's from the king, or if it's from the Beis Din, the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, or it's something that the Tzibur needs, like the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, that was leading the people into battle, like we also learn about in Maseches Sota, that only for such major needs would they consult with the Urim V'tumim. So now we begin the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma. So we already described the whole avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and we discussed the halachos that apply in Yom Kippur in all different places, meaning now we're going to discuss the halachos that we have on Yom Kippur, halachos that apply throughout all of history, even when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah tells us about Yom Kippur, v'inisem es nafsho sechem, that there is a mitzvah of inui, of afflicting ourselves, of abstaining from certain things that give us a sense of pleasure. So it's mentioned five different times in the Torah, so apparently we learn from there that there are five different inuyim. So Yom HaKippurim Aser, what's Aser to do in Yom Kippur are the following five things. Ba'achil u'b'shtia, that's one, meaning achil and shtia are not two separate things. Eating and drinking is one. U'b'rechitza, with bathing. U'b'sicha, and anointing oneself with oils and creams. U'b'ne'ilas ha-sandal, wearing shoes, leather shoes. U'b'tashmash hamita, and having marital relations. So even though they're all usher as inuyim, the chiyuv kares is only for eating and drinking, as we're going to see soon. Now, according to one Tana, the isser against rechitza and against wearing leather shoes is not universal. V'amelech v'akala yirchitzu es pneim, a king or a kala are allowed to wash their faces in Yom Kippur because they have to look their very best. The king always has to look in a very dignified, and it's also important for a kala Kala at the beginning of her marriage to appear beautiful to her husband at that time. So for the first 30 days after she gets married, she has a din of a Kala. The Ha'chaya Tinol Sasandal. And a woman who had just given birth is allowed to wear leather shoes because if her feet get cold, that could be very dangerous for her. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'cham Moshin, but the Cham say, no, none of these things are mutter. On Yom Kippur, you're just not allowed to do any of the Chameshinuim. We don't have these exceptions. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, we said that the Kohen Gadol has Shmona Begadim, whereas the Kohen Hedyot has four Begadim, and we had said that the Kohen Gadol not only wears the Shmona Begadim when he does the Avodah, but also when they are Nish'alim in the Urim V'tumim, when they ask the Urim V'tumim, and they would only consult the Urim V'tumim for very, for questions from either very big people or that relate to the entire Tzibur. In Mishnah Aleph of Perek Ches, we said that there are Chamish Inuyim, Achil Shir, Ruchit, Sasicha, Nil, Sandal, Tashmash, Hamita, and there's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether there are exceptions for a Melech and a Kala to be able to wash their face, and for a woman who just gave birth to be able to wear leather shoes. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis.